We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday, it's January 25th, it's 2022. We have 9 NBA games to talk about here on today's slate, and I am joined today by my buddy, Keith Eister, Eyes819. What's happening, my friend?
Not much. Excited to talk about some basketball. We've got football season winding down. NASCAR just around the corner, though. Got to be excited about that. But yeah, nice little 9-game NBA slate to break down here.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for this slate. And I mean, you look at this slate and like 9 games, and there's some really good games on this slate. So, I mean, we start with like Denver at Detroit. So not every game is great, but I mean, overall, I think this is a pretty good slate, and I mean, we'll have to kind of see. I think when I was looking at it before we got started, there was like 6 of the games within like 4-point spreads. So, I mean, that's kind of what we want to see on a 9-game slate. So, let's jump in. We get started here with Denver at Detroit. 219 total. Denver is a 7-point favorite in this one, which I think is a little low, but I mean, they are going to be missing some people here potentially. Looking at the Denver injury report, Jeff Green's questionable, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. remain out, Grant is out, Jackson is questionable, Olynyk is out again. Looking at Denver here, I mean, Vegas thinks this game is going to stay somewhat close. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, we just saw this game, right, the other day, and it surprisingly stayed close. I think that was like a 5 or 6 point game, which was surprising to me as well. So I guess Vegas thinks it's going to play out very similar here. I'll be curious to see where Jokic's ownership comes in. Obviously, when you have Detroit on the schedule, you're worried about the blowout risk. But as long as that spread stays relatively tight. I mean, even if it doesn't, he's still always playable. The guy can smash in even if he doesn't get his full fourth quarter run. So Jokic is the main piece on Denver, obviously. None of the other guys really stand out on Denver. Barton has a decent price at 6K. He would be the other one I would consider. They've worked Bryn Forbes into the rotation now. So the guards are, it's difficult to figure out exactly what they're going to do with them. Morris's minutes are probably safe, but guys like Bones Highland and Campazzo, they're really cheap, but figuring out that guard rotation is difficult. So probably just Jokic for me, maybe a little bit of Barton.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is usually the guy that I'm looking at for Denver. I think the rest is kind of a hit or miss thing. So, I mean, if you think the game's going to stay close, Monte Morris is 4,700. He does have, like, the capability of having big games. And these two teams just played, and the game was, you know, a six-point game. So, you know, there is that possibility. I mean, looking at the Detroit side of things, I mean, if this game's going to stay close, I think Cunningham is going to continue to have to play well. What are your thoughts here on the Pistons?
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense if you're going to play Jokic to run it back with one of these Pistons guys. Cade is obviously the guy with the most upside. We've seen Bay do it. That was really more when Cade was out after Grant got hurt that Bay and Diallo were really going off. So I think their ceiling is kind of limited with Cade back in there. So Cade is definitely the one I want to get to. I could be talked into some Sadiq Bey probably. But outside of that, I don't have much interest.
Yeah, I mean, like Lyles and Joseph and like Stewart, these guys, just the minutes are kind of all over the place. I mean, you're not getting consistent minutes really out of any of these guys. I think like in a large field tournament where it's like top heavy, Hayes is 3,500. I think you could take some tournament shots on Hayes, assuming he's going to play 25 to 28 minutes here at 3,500. So moving on, we got LA's Clippers against Washington Wizards in this one, 216 total. Wizards, a 4-point favorite. Looking at the injury report for this one, on the Clipper side, Paul George, Leonard remain out. And then Washington, they're healthy as of right now. As we're recording the podcast right now, they're good to go. Nobody out. So Clippers side of things here, I mean, you got Reggie Jackson, 6,500. We know he's capable of big games. Marcus Morris, I mean, when he doesn't shoot 0% from the field, he can have really solid games. Nicholas Batum's minutes are kind of all over the place. Coffee, his minutes are kind of all over the place. And I mean, if you think that Zubac is going to get the minutes, he's 5,200. And it's always a minutes thing for him.
Yeah, Morris 0-for-9 in that last one. That was brutal. He's been really inconsistent here lately. Without George, when George first got injured, he was showing a decent ceiling, but just hasn't looked right here lately. So this isn't really a game I'm loving on a 9-game slate. Don't see myself playing many Clippers. Like Reggie and Morris are fine. Like their prices are acceptable. They're in play, but just not my favorite spot for them. Zubac is the one who I have some interest in. With all the big guys that Washington has, I think the Zubac minutes should be there in this game. And he's shown a little bit of a ceiling here recently. He can put up some points if he gets the minutes. So Zubac would be the main guy I have interest in.
Washington side, I mean, Beal, 9K for Bradley Beal. Like, he'll have a game from time to time, but I mean, that seems like a lot with everyone healthy. Kyle Kuzma, 8,100. No chance I'm paying that price tag for him. Dinwiddie, 6,600. I mean, Washington's healthy. Like, they're healthy. Everyone is playing for Washington. I got nothing. I mean, maybe you could talk me onto something here, but I got nothing that I like on the Wizards.
I'm not seeing anything either. They have so many bigs now with Bryant healthy. They have Harrell and Gafford who've been there, and Rui Hachimura back. There's too many bodies here, and they're giving them all playing time. So I'm with you. I just I don't see any way that I want to attack this Washington team. Definitely not paying $8,100 for Kuzma with Beal back in there. And Beal just hasn't shown enough ceiling for me this year. Probably won't go to him either. I think I'm just going to stay away from Washington.
Charlotte at Toronto. 221.5 total here. Raptors, 3.5 point favorites in this one. This line's kind of moved all over the place. So we'll see. On the Charlotte side, Hayward is questionable. He's really the only person. And then Birch and Goran Dragic remain out for the Raptors. So, I mean, pretty healthy on both sides here, assuming that Hayward plays. If he doesn't, I mean, that potentially opens up 30 plus minutes to go around. Maybe we see like Oubre or someone step into some more minutes. I would assume it'd be Oubre or like a Cody Martin type that would see a bump in minutes here. But I mean, LaMelo Ball, 8,700. He's always capable of big games, but he really hasn't done much and his price went back up. So it's a tough ask for me on him and Bridges. And honestly, even on like Terry Rozier, I think he would be the guy I'd be most likely to play out of the group. But overall, I'm struggling here with Charlotte with these price tags on DraftKings.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I really like this game environment.
Great game.
Toronto struggled on defense a little bit this year. Charlotte plays really fast, and they were horrendous on defense to start the year. They've gotten a little bit better. But they're still not a top defensive team by any means. So it's a game that I have interest in. But, yeah, the pricing on Charlotte is difficult. If Hayward were out, I think that would open up some things. In the last game Hayward missed, I targeted Bridges heavily, and it didn't work out. It's really hard to figure out when that guy is going to explode for his 45-point game or whatever. But he's done it several times this year. If Hayward gets ruled out, I do have some interest in Bridges and Oubre as well, as you mentioned. The price on PJ Washington, I could probably be talked into. $4,900. He's going to be out there for 30 minutes more than likely. Maybe not quite 30 if Hayward does play. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that Hayward questionable tag because I want to find a piece on Charlotte that I can play.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the matchup, the game – is fantastic. I think the guy that I'm most interested in playing from Charlotte is PJ Washington. Like he's come back, the minutes are back up to where they were at. You know, he's over 30 fantasy points in two straight games. He's 4,900. It's a matchup with Toronto. They're gonna need his size. I think he's the guy that I am the most excited to take some shots on here. Toronto side, I mean, it doesn't get much better than playing Charlotte, and Fred VanVleet is 9,100, but Fred VanVleet is playing monster minutes, and he gets a matchup here with Charlotte. I actually think he might be worth this price tag in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. He has played really well this season. That's not a price that feels comfortable to play, but great matchup. I want to target this game. Van Vliet's the guy I'm looking at. I'll take some shots on Siakam probably as well. He's also really expensive, but another guy that should be out there for 40 minutes. Like this Toronto team runs such a tight rotation that I have interest here, even though they feel a little bit too pricey, but I don't know. Van Vliet has shown a great ceiling. I like him a little bit better than Siakam if I was forced to choose between the two, but I do like them both. And then I think you can go down a little bit too. Like OG has been playing really well. He's 6,900. That feels a little bit too expensive, but I think he's still playable at that price. And Scotty Barnes at 6,500, I'm quite interested in as well.
Yeah, I mean, Barnes 6,500. I think that price tag is super fair. I think Gary Trent Jr. I mean, he's come back and he's played 29 and 28 minutes. Assuming that his minutes are, you know, going to keep going in the right direction. I mean, he's just not shooting well. The night that he shoots well, he'll crush at 5K. So it's Charlotte. Like, that's the thing. It's a matchup against Charlotte. So I think Gary Trent Jr. is someone else you can, you know, play on the Toronto side here. New Orleans at Philadelphia, 210 total here. Philly, a 4-point favorite. This game opened at 5.5, and it's shifted quite a bit, 1.5, which is a lot. So Pelicans are on the second end of a back-to-back. We will see what happens with them. We know Ingram's been dealing with a little bit of an ankle injury. I mean, he would be the big one, whether or not he plays or not. And then on the Philly side, Seth Curry, Danny Green, Shake Milton, Ben Simmons are out. Thibault is questionable. Talk to me here about the Pelicans.
Yeah, obviously entirely dependent upon the Brandon Ingram news. Outside of Valanciunas, I think Valanciunas is in play, whether Ingram plays or not. Tough matchup against Embiid. 7,900, though, I think is a fair price. I'll probably sprinkle a little bit of him in there. Josh Hart, I believe he left the last game early. I don't know if he ever returned to that game. Do you know offhand? If
he's at 36 minutes.
Okay, so he did come back. He should be good to go then. Just
it was like an ankle roll or something. So I mean, it could be something that blows up like overnight. So you never know.
Yeah, definitely have to keep an eye on it. But assuming that he's not on the injury report, he's fine at 6,500. That would be it for me if Ingram is in there. If Ingram is out, we saw Alexander Walker get some good run in the last game. Herb Jones would be in play at 4,500. So if Ingram is out, I think you can find a lot of value here on this Pelicans team.
Yeah, I mean, if Ingram sits, I think that assuming that Graham plays again, because he was kind of questionable going into Monday's game, Herb Jones played good minutes. He just didn't have like the greatest game ever from the floor. I mean, depending on Josh Hart and depending on Brandon Ingram, it could potentially open up a lot. We finally got Alexander Walker over 30 minutes. So that's something to kind of just note here. If we get no Ingram and no Hart, Alexander Walker would be someone that I think you could play in this matchup at 3,700. I think he'd be very popular if that were to happen too. Philadelphia side, I mean, Embiid's 11-3. You know, he's always someone that like has the ceiling to win you a day. Maxey is just going to play monster minutes in this game. And I mean, depending on some of this news with like Thibault and stuff, Korkmaz is 4,500 and he's been playing big minutes. So, I mean, plenty of minutes to go around here, depending on some of these injuries.
Yeah, definitely a couple of guys still underpriced. And Embiid, just off the top, has been outstanding. I think he's going to be your primary spend. Well, maybe not. We've got Harden later on too, but Embiid is going to be very much in play. I mean, this matchup against New Orleans is great for centers. 11-3, that's fine. Embiid scoring 30 a night, you know, he's going to put up the rebounds and the blocks. So definitely have a ton of interest in him. And then it's the value for me. Maxey at 6,400, that feels a touch expensive, but with all of these guys out, he should have a ton of usage. Should run the offense. So I do like him quite a bit. Korkmaz, I don't know. He's a guy that I never really liked to play, but he's been playing a ton of minutes, and at 4,500, I think you can take some stabs there for sure. That'd be about it for me.
Sacramento at Boston is where we end up next. 219 total. Celtics, a 8.5 point favorite in this one. I mean, on the Kings side, Fox and Damian Jones are both questionable. Boston side, PJ Dozier is out, and that's really it. So pretty healthy on the Boston side, and depending on like Fox or not, we'll kind of see here on the Kings. What are your thoughts on the Kings?
Yeah, the Fox news is big. Halliburton, as a point guard, has had a huge assist rate and has played really well when Fox is out of the lineup. So if Fox misses, I have a ton of interest in Halliburton at 7,400. Terrence Davis is another guy. He played really well when Halliburton was out and then played really well again in the last game that Fox missed. So he's all the way up to 6K, but he's been paying that price off here recently. I think you do need Fox to miss to be able to play him at that price, though. It's not a great matchup against Boston, so I probably won't go anywhere beyond that. If Fox is in there, I probably don't have interest in any of these guys, really.
Yeah, I mean, if Fox plays, I don't think I play anyone. If Fox sits, Terrence Davis is playing really solid minutes with no Fox. And what does that look like if Fox comes back, I think, is the biggest question mark. I think large field tournaments, if Fox plays, maybe you take that shot on Terrence Davis and just hope that, like, his recent play has been so good that they continue to roll him out there. Because, I mean, he's shown plenty of upside here at 6K. Boston side, I mean, with Brown, Tatum, Williams, Schroeder, Smart, all healthy, this is one of those teams where there's just not much value overall, because the team's such a good basketball team.
Yeah, it's difficult, but this is an outstanding matchup against the Kings. Tatum, I think, is the guy I want here. Like, between Brown and Tatum, one of them is probably going to have a big game. Jaylen Brown hasn't really, he's been struggling quite a bit here recently. They just have so many guys, like you mentioned, but I think in this matchup that one of them is going to put up a big score. I'll probably like make a group of them, make sure I don't play them together. But I will have exposure to Tatum for sure. And probably a little bit of Brown as well.
All right. LA at Brooklyn. If these two teams were fully healthy, this game would be awesome, but they're not. 226 total. Lakers, a 3.5-point favorite. Not saying the game's not awesome. I just think it would be better if both teams were healthy. On the Lakers side of things, Anthony Davis is probable. Dembaya and Nunn are still out. And then on the Brooklyn side, I mean, this is why this game is like, DFS-wise, it's fantastic. We'll get to that in a second. Claxton's questionable. Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, Kyrie Irving, and Paul Millsap are out. On the Lakers side, with Anthony Davis probable, assuming what, 20, 25 minutes? Like, I highly doubt he plays 35 minutes in this game. The biggest question is, does it affect LeBron enough to not have interest in LeBron here?
It's going to be dependent upon ownership, and I don't think he's going to be very highly owned. Obviously, we'll have to keep an eye on that after some news shakes out and all of that. But I still want to play LeBron in this matchup, I think. No KD on the other side. Should be a close game. Like, LA is just not very good. So even though Brooklyn's missing some pieces, I think this game stays somewhat close, unless LeBron just absolutely crushes. I do have some interest in LeBron. If Davis is in there, which he being probable, he probably will be. I think LeBron comes in low owned, big price tag. I'll play him at some low ownership.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely don't think I want to play Westbrook in this game. And he's probably the guy that goes off in this game to like troll me. But he is 8,300. He's really cheap. And, I mean, I could definitely see taking some shots. But I think on the Brooklyn side of things, like, James Harden is one of the best plays on the entire slate. Outside of him, it really is going to depend on a couple things, like Claxton playing or not. Edwards has been getting solid minutes. Sharp has been playing some minutes, but I think, like, you don't overthink Brooklyn. You just play James Harden.
Yeah, Harden's a top play on the slate. A great matchup against LA. Pace up spot. The Lakers play really fast. Harden is a phenomenal play. I really like that price tag on Patty Mills, too. He's going to be out there for 30 minutes with no Kyrie and no Durant. He should be heavily involved in the offense. I think that's a very fair price for him. If Claxton is out, De'Ron Sharp is somebody who will likely get some run, depending on what they do with Aldridge, but Sharp I do have some interest in as well.
Yeah, I get that. Moving on, San Antonio at Houston. 235.5 total here. The Spurs, a 3-point favorite. On the San Antonio side of things, Zach Collins is out. And then on the Houston side, nothing really. I mean, both these teams pretty full strength here. San Antonio, I mean, you already know what I'm going to say. Most of the listeners that listen every day already know what I'm going to say, but I'll say it anyway. I really like DeJounte Murray, and I don't care what his price is. He's going to be low owned. He's someone that can go for 70 fantasy points on any given night. And I mean, I just love playing this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the matchup is the best that you can get. Houston, the fastest team in the NBA and the worst defensive team in the NBA. So, and the Spurs play really fast too, which is why you're seeing that massive total on this game. Should be all kinds of fantasy points scored in this one. Definitely love Murray. He's continued to show that ceiling for the whole season. So no reason to go away from it in this great matchup here. Derek White is another one I have interest in at 6K. I think with the pace of this game, he can pay that off pretty easily. He's shown that he's fully back after missing some time. He's been over 33 minutes in both of the last two games. So highly interested in Derek White as well.
Yeah, I don't mind Derek White. Like, my main piece from San Antonio would be Murray. If I'm not playing Murray, I mean, Jakob Poeltl is someone I think you could potentially play with Murray. Keldon Johnson, if he's cheap on FanDuel or DraftKings. But I mean, for me, it's Murray, and you could fill it in with other pieces. This game's going to be fast paced. This is going to be one of the better potential DFS games on this slate. On the Houston side of things, I mean, Christian Wood, 8K, he could pay that off for sure. Kevin Porter Jr., like, the usage is there. He could pay off 6,300. So I don't mind, you know, taking shots on either of those guys, waiting for Jalen Green to have a good shooting night. But I think Houston is like those two guys at the top.
Yeah, it's definitely those two guys, and those are really the only two. I just pulled up Jalen Green to see what he's done here recently. He was 0 for 11 in his last one, so the shot has definitely not come around. We might be waiting on that the rest of the season, but I do have interest in Wood. You mentioned 8K. He's shown a 50-point ceiling, so no problem with that price in this fast-paced game. And Porter Jr. is the other one. Needs his shot to fall a little bit too, but 6,300, very fair. Love the game environment, so I'll definitely have those two guys.
I think that's it from this one. Dallas at Golden State, 211.5 total here. Warriors, 3.5-point favorite. Draymond Green remains out. Iguodala's out. Klay Thompson, questionable, dealing with a little bit of knee soreness. Wiseman's still out as well. And then Dallas, I mean, outside of Sterling Brown being out, they're pretty healthy here. Any interest in Dallas in this one?
I mean, Luka can do it in any matchup, but as far as matchup goes, this is one of the more difficult ones. And there are a lot of things I want to spend up for on this slate. With Harden, we just talked about, you've got Jokic and Embiid. I want to have a little bit of LeBron and some DeJounte. Like, I just don't see any way that I get to Luka in this matchup.
I just, this game in general for me is Golden State's healthy outside of Draymond. Assuming if Klay doesn't play, okay, maybe I take some shots on Curry or Poole if that happens. But overall, I don't like this game. I mean, good basketball game, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have two stars in this game. Plus, I mean, the other guys on Golden, like with Klay back too, like it'll be a fun game to watch. But for DFS, I'm not in love with it at all. Outside of Golden State being an outstanding defensive team, Dallas tries to slow the game down, and their pace is slow. So, yeah, just not a great game to target for DFS, in my opinion.
Minnesota at Portland is where we finish out the podcast for today. 227.5 total. Minnesota is a 3.5-point favorite in this one. Beverly's questionable. And then on the Portland side, Lillard's out, Nance is out, and Zeller's out. Everyone else is probable. What do you like here for Minnesota?
Yeah, great matchup against Portland. I definitely have interest. It's difficult with like since Edwards has kind of stepped up his offense with Russell there and Towns, obviously, it's difficult to find which one of these guys is going to have the big game. But I think one of them certainly will, and I'll target all three of those guys. If we have Patrick Beverley questionable, if he misses, I think D'Angelo Russell is a phenomenal play. If Beverley's in there, I'll probably lean more towards Towns than Edwards. I have interest in Towns either way. I think this is a great matchup against Portland. Portland doesn't have Nurkic just isn't a great defender inside. I think Towns has a big game here. Edwards can put up a ceiling game in any spot. Great matchup for him as well. So I have a ton of interest in Minnesota.
Yeah, I have a ton of interest in this game. I think this is your hammer game. I don't think it's Dallas Golden State. And like, all right, maybe you're a little behind on the early games. Maybe that's when you go Dallas Golden State to kind of pivot and hope that that game outperforms this game. But I think if you're in a driver's seat situation, this is the game you're sticking with, because I mean, overall this game is fantastic and there's a lot of different ways to approach it. On the Portland side, I mean, this is a spot Nurkic could go ham or they don't feed him at all. I think CJ McCollum and Simons are both, you know, guys you could potentially take shots on. Norman Powell, when he shoots the ball well, has 50 plus point upside. A lot of potential here just overall in this game.
Yeah, McCollum is the one I'm targeting. Has been playing over 35 minutes here recently, a couple of 40 back-to-back 40 point game fantasy point games, so feel good. Even though he missed some time, looks like he's getting back into form. It feels a little bit too cheap at 7,500, honestly, where like Simons at 7,200, that's a little bit uncomfortable with McCollum back in there. So McCollum, I think, is a phenomenal play. He'll probably be higher owned than Simons, though. So Simons might make for a great tournament play. I don't know if I'll get to Nurkic, depending on how center shakes out. It's always difficult when a guy has center only. A little easier on DraftKings since you can play two of them. But I have interest in him, just not sure how much I'll be able to get of him.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Good slate, a lot of different plays. Waiting on a little bit of injury news, the potential. And I mean, it's NBA, so always injury news that could potentially change things. But give me a player under 5K that you like to go 7X here.
Give me Patty Mills at 4,900. KD and Kyrie are going to be out. It's a great matchup against a really fast Lakers team. I think he has a great game there.
I'm going to go Hayes from Detroit at 3,500. I think, assuming that he gets the minutes, he's been a 22 to 25 fantasy point player over the last month or so. So over the last couple weeks, over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust at the top today? A lot of great options up at top today.
Yeah, there are. We just talked about the game environment of Dallas Golden State and how tough of a matchup this is for Dallas. Luka can definitely pay it off in any matchup, but Luka's the guy I think struggles a little bit today.
Yeah, that's who I was going to take too. I think I'm going to go Jason Tatum just with everyone healthy. Yeah, he can have monster games. We just watched him absolutely crush 50 actual points against Washington, but he's the guy that I think I'm going to stay away from in this matchup. Who's your favorite 6X play today?
Talked about that matchup with Houston for San Antonio. Just Houston's the absolute elite matchup for fantasy points. Give me Derek White at 6K.
All right, I like that one. I'm going to go Fred VanVleet. I really like this matchup for him against Charlotte. I think this is a fantastic spot with him playing a boatload of minutes. I think he has a monster game here. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Karl Anthony Towns. You have Jokic and Embiid on the slate, so he's in the last game of the night. He's a guy that has struggled to hit his ceiling this year, but I love this matchup for him against Portland. I don't think he's going to catch any ownership because you have the other two studs at center. And he's in the last game of the night. So I think Towns comes in low owned, and I think he smashes.
I think Jakob Poeltl is someone I really like today. I don't think he's like on a lot of people's radar. He's kind of hit or miss, but Houston, fast paced game. I could see him having like a 5-block, 15 rebound, 20 point game here. So I'm going to go Jakob Poeltl as like my let's get weird GPP play of the day.
Like it.
Any bets standing out to you here night before? We do have quite a few lines. A lot of them have moved, but anything standing out to you here?
Yeah. First thing I looked at was that San Antonio Houston line, and it's appropriately high. The other game environment that we talked about really liking was that Charlotte Toronto game. And that total is only sitting at 221. So I like the over in the Charlotte Toronto game.
Yep. I like that. I thought you were going to take my, you were like talking about the Spurs, and I was like, oh, he's going to take my thing. I like San Antonio -3. I think this is going to move a little bit.
I like
it's
that.
It's moved a couple places to 3.5. I think by lock, we could see this at like 4, 4.5 in most places. So jump on this at San Antonio -3. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that definitely feels too close with the Spurs fully healthy and Houston just not a great basketball team. So yeah, that I like that one a lot.
Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Fun slate, couple of great games. I'm looking forward to this one. That's all I got today.
Yeah, I mean, this sets up as a really fun slate. So it'd be fun to get some prize picks in, and it'd be fun to, build a DFS team and sweat it out. So that's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. We'll be back Wednesday talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.